So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie, pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. Now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, we know we got a lot of teachers that listen this early in the morning, and I was on AJC.com a couple days ago, and I saw this debate starting to brew, and I thought it was pretty interesting because I'd never really thought of it this way before. But the debate is, do male teachers face a double standard? And here's what was written. Few people raise an eyebrow if a female teacher talks with a student alone. When it happens with a male teacher, yeah, the situation can be misconstrued. I've heard male, middle, and high school teachers say they try to never be alone with a student. Some invite a female colleague into the room or move the conversation into the hallway. If they must be alone with a student, many male teachers leave the door open. Some say they stand near the doorway so it doesn't look like something clandestine is going on. Male elementary school teachers, particularly those in kindergarten, face different challenges. At that young age, children are quick to hug. Female teachers hug back with little hesitation. Male teachers say they're more likely to give pats on the back or on the head. Many female kindergarten teachers will help kids with problematic snaps and zippers and helps kid change their pants if they have an accident. The male kindergarten teachers I've met said they don't do that because it could be misinterpreted. Mm-hmm. Instead, they ask a female paraprofessional to step in. As a society, do we trust female teachers more than we trust male teachers? And why? Was the question.
I think that's just that would be an overall theme because I bet even fathers, I can imagine, of daughters as they grow older probably are a lot more self-conscious about things than mothers are. I just think in general, you know, men probably always have to think that in the back of their mind because all it takes is one accusation.
Right.
And then their reputation's done.
Sure.
That's true. I hadn't even thought about that. But
Me either.
You see female teachers as being maternal in that way, but male teachers, I'm sure, that would raise an eyebrow.
Well, and here's the strangest thing now is that now it seems more than ever you're starting to see female teachers that are the ones that are accused mm-hmm. of this kind of behavior. It's generally with like high school boys.
Right.
But it sure seems like we're seeing that way more than we see guys now.
Mm-hmm. You guys remember what happened to Matt Dillon in the movie Wild Things, which I think is a true story.
I do.
At least the pool scene was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Denise Richards and Neve Campbell washing his car.
And this is why a lot of times men aren't trusted.
I think it's crap because every time I walk into a room with a girl and shut the door, she opens it back up and blows a whistle and sprays me with mace. And I've done nothing to deserve
that.
Ashley, you're on Q100. Good morning.
911.
What's going on, Burt Show?
What's up, man?
Nothing much. I'm actually an elementary school teacher, and I teach fourth grade, and I have to make sure that I have another adult within ear distance, within earshot, if I happen to discipline a child, male or female. I've been teaching for like 3 years now, and it's almost like you have to be proactive. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but it's almost like you have to always be on, which means you have to always be aware of every single thing. You can't have a natural situation, which sometimes are the best when you're in an educational environment. But you have to always be almost artificial and robotic. Mm-hmm.
Is it school policy that if you have to keep a girl after class or whatever, and you're going to talk to her one on one, that there has to be a woman there in the room with you?
Yeah.
Really? And I wonder
I'm not sure if it's actually school policy, but it's been said to me by my administrator.
Probably just a good. They may not make it an official policy because that might be. You might be able to argue sexism or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they could probably, on a one-on-one basis, say to all the guy teachers, "Hey, for your own sake."
But I wonder if they're doing it to the women teachers also.
I think it's more relevant to the guy teachers.
I don't see that happening. I don't see that happening in my situation. I've seen women teachers alone. If let's say if I want to maybe keep a child from because you know maybe they were misbehaving or some situation, and I want to let my kids go out of recess and with another teacher and I stay inside with that child. That's not ever going to happen. Ever.
Right.
No, that's not ever happening. So I'll end up going out with another child, with other teacher's children, and, you know, let her stay in.
Ben, I think, is going to say the same thing. Hey, Ben.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I definitely am never going to initiate any contact. I teach second grade, and some of my students, you know, they definitely want to come up and hug you in the morning or anything, and definitely don't want to initiate any contact just so nothing is said.
So if they come and hug you, you can hug back, though, right?
Well, you know, actually, in college, especially when we were doing our student teaching and stuff, they said, don't ever initiate contact because that's when you get in trouble.
But what Jen said is if they can, like, if you're standing at the head of the class and, you know, the first student of the day runs to the door and sees you and is like, Mr. Burt, and comes up and wraps their arms around your legs, what do you do?
Generally, just, let, you know, maybe a pat on the back and you kind of try and step away, just to protect yourself.
That's so sad.
That's and you don't see the female teachers doing the same thing, right?
A female teacher will definitely give them a hug, and, yeah. You know, it's crazy, but, you know, we really do have to protect ourselves.
Sure.
I never thought of that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, in my elementary school, the first male teacher I had wasn't until the sixth grade, so it was all female teachers until then. So I was trying to think if I ever witnessed that myself, mm-hmm. and... By the time, you know, we weren't running in the class hugging by the sixth grade, so.
Hey, Sonia, you're on Q100. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I love you guys.
You sound like a teacher.
Good morning, class.
Very much. I actually wanted to comment about the female being trusted more because I think you guys need to understand that naturally we have that motherly instinct with the kids. And if we have that passion, it absolutely comes so naturally. And we don't have those second thoughts like generally, and forgive me, male have. I know that, you know, forgive me, the males, you know, the men. I'm sure that there are some awesome male teachers out there. But lately we have had a lot of abuse with the men and in general. So I think absolutely the females need to be, you know, they're trusted more. And I think it's absolutely... perfectly understood.
So if I'm reading you right, what you're saying is that women can be trusted more than men because men have more sexual thoughts per
Thank
day than women
you.
Do.
I didn't want to say that, but since you brought it up, that's what I was thinking.
I think that's a crazy theory. I think that's a crazy theory when it comes to little kids.
Well, but we have seen so much abuse generally with male because, I mean... I don't want to, I don't want to put you guys down or anything. I'm telling you again, there are some wonderful male teachers.
Before you, because I know you're trying to fool us with the accent, that you're all smart and whatnot. But if you go, like, if you Google it and you'd spend some time on the news, you'll see over the past couple of years, several cases of female teachers taking advantage of their younger male students. And, like, the Mary Kay Letourneau, the girl down in Tampa is the one who comes to mind because she was pretty hot. Like, remember we were talking about
there
that.
There was just another one yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
okay, Jeff, I know that you totally mean that I'm trying to be smart, but no, I'm not trying to be smart. I've been a teacher for 6 years, and I do elementary and high school.
Right, but I'm just saying, how can you say that men have more thoughts and men shouldn't be teachers for that reason when...
She didn't say they shouldn't be teachers.
I never said that males shouldn't be teachers. Mm-hmm. I clarified and said that I'm sure there are some wonderful male teachers. It's just that, I mean, Bert was the one that brought it up and said about those sexual thoughts. I didn't.
Well, that's what you were saying. You just didn't say the words. But you're saying your theory is that men naturally are more sexual, so women as teachers would be more trustworthy around their students.
Yeah, but again, some male are also good. But yes, I'm sorry. The sexual thoughts are more there for male naturally.
That's hard to generalize, yeah. Though. I mean, I would almost give her more credibility if we're just talking about high school. But because those girls are older, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, mm-hmm. and like maybe the potential for those thoughts to be there, but. Elementary school?
Well, we're not just talking about elementary school in the conversation, but I don't know where what she was doing. But let me ask the guys, if you had, for your children, when it comes to teachers, would you be more comfortable with your child having a personal conference with a female teacher or a male teacher? Or would it even enter your mind?
Doesn't matter to me at all. Now, I don't have girls. I've got two boys. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that changes the equation at all. But as far as my kids go and the boys, it doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. Whitney is on the Voice Disguiser. Hi, Whitney.
Hi. So I'm sort of hoarse. I've lost my voice. I just wanted to comment. I'm a senior at South High, and I feel that it's a lot easier to talk to my male teachers. And this year I have 5 guy teachers out of 6 classes. So I just feel that, like, they're a lot easier to talk to. But then I grew up with my dad and I grew up with a brother. So I feel once you get past, like, the middle school drama of, like, oh, my God, my teacher's going to rape me, then you get sort of, you can have a closer connection with them.
You felt that way in middle school?
No. Oh. High school changed. Because you have, like, all the rumors spreading in middle school, like, don't trust your guy teachers. But once you get to high school, you realize, okay, well, they're cooler to talk to. I mean, they almost, like, they're easier to talk to with, like, a friend standpoint rather than, like, on a superior level of you have to give them respect. But they give you the same respect as, like, a friend would.
Are they very, very careful?
Especially when you're in their car.
Are they very, very careful not to have, like, just one-on-one conversations with you?
See, I go in for personal tutoring in the morning, and I've never seen a problem.
You mean it, meet him at his house?
I've been in a classroom with just a guy teacher, and I've never seen a problem.
You've never felt like anything inappropriate was ever said between a teacher and you?
Nope.
I don't think I think the reason that the teachers are doing it are not because there's going to be a problem. Like, I can't, like, I think it's, we're going down the wrong avenue when we say when girls are alone with male teachers, there's going to be a problem. I think what the teachers are worried about is a parent, like some random parent, like this girl's parent, let's say she randomly says, oh yeah, I've been going in with, you know, Mr. Weiss to have tutoring every morning, twice a week. And her parent's like, what? What teacher is going to arrive at school a half hour early to give a student extra special, you know, tutoring or whatever, and then just raise it to the awareness of the principal, and then the teacher's got to deal with all that? Like, the very first thing you said, Bert, is once that's on your reputation,
mm-hmm.
It's on there. Like, once they've looked into it, even if they find nothing wrong, 10 years later, if they look into it again, then the newspaper runs the article that says, and he was investigated for this 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And there's zero wrong. So why not have somebody, another teacher, sit in the back of the classroom and grade papers?
Well, and going on your theory about the parents, too, and even that other teacher, I think in society generally there is that attitude that men think about sex more than women, and that people would, if an accusation was made against a male teacher and an accusation was made against a female teacher, then more than likely with the male teacher, you're like, yeah, I should have known. Where with the female teacher, there's no way. You know what I mean? Like, I just think as a general rule, we see men and women differently.
I'm not going to be able to get to Stacy, but she was calling in to say that at her preschool, the guys aren't allowed to change the kids.
Really?
Has to be a woman. But most calls are coming in from guys looking to disagree with Sonya. Go ahead, Gene.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good morning.
Yeah, I was just, like I was saying, I was listening, and, you know, I've been a professional teacher for about, you know, 6 years myself, and I mean, I've dealt with plenty of kids, little girls to 18-year-old girls, and I've seen, you know, students act, you know, the same towards me as a female teacher. I've seen female teachers make little comments about the little high school students, you know, about, oh, did you see, you know, just throwing names out there, Timmy today in his basketball shorts, you know, and I've seen, you know, wow. I'm kind of young myself. I'm like 27, so I've seen, you know, teachers in the teachers' lounge do a lot of things that a lot of people don't really expect.
Are the female teachers more inappropriate when you guys are all around with each other and joking around and talking about the students? Are the women more inappropriate about the students than the guys are?
Well, I guess it all depends on the school you go to. I work in Metro Atlanta, so some teachers I do work with are a lot younger, and especially in high school, I know they've been hit on a couple of times.
They've been hit on by students?
I don't
want to
say all schools. I don't want to say, you know, I ain't going to put my school out there, but sometimes Sometimes.
What were you saying, Jen?
They were hit on by students, or they were hitting on students?
They were getting hit on by students. You know, like how students made little comments and, you know, certain teachers will flirt with a student back. And then just one student, you know, as far as going by, you know, male joking around too much with the student, it was actually the female teacher who was joking around too much with the student. The student took it the wrong way, told his mother, came up to the school, and it just, you know, blew up into, like how guys would say, it, well, I didn't mean it to be like that, but, you know.
Well, I think you find that, I mean, a teacher's going to graduate college, let's say, what, 22, 23 years old, and then they go into a class, if they go to high school. So a senior in high school is only like 5 years younger than their teacher. So I think that's a whole different type of dynamic that where you could have problems.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still. Not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.